culture, loved ones, those we cared for, people who have harmed us and people we have harmed, the deeds done, good and ill, to self and others, experiences lived, and choices made, come together to form who we are at this moment. Parker J. Palmer. Chapter 1. What's that noise? Anita sat upright in bed, blinking blindly in the dark. Ed rolled onto his side, dragging the duvet with him and groaning. What noise? That banging. She reached for the light switch. I can't hear anything, Ed insisted. Go back to sleep. But Anita knew she hadn't imagined it. She willed it to come again. There! She grabbed at it, her lungs so tight with fear that she could barely breathe. Someone's trying to break in. No. All attention now. Ed was up on his elbows, staring at the ceiling. It's coming from the loft. Then a shrieking sound pierced the silence, relentless, heart-stopping, almost paralyzing. The sideways leap from burglar to what else this might mean was almost too much to take on board. In disbelief, Anita asked, Is that?
It's a smoke alarm.
Already on his feet, Ed commanded, Get up. His hands were fists. Perhaps he imagined an intruder might have set the alarm off, intending to draw them downstairs. She saw a drift of air, cloudy and powder grey, nothing so substantial that it fitted the description of smoke. Anita followed Ed out onto the landing. The door to the spare room was edged with a reddish glow. Before she could yell, Stop! Ed had reached for the doorknob. He yanked his hand away. Fuck! Shaking it violently. Just as he hid it in the opposite armpit, the door swung inwards on its hinges. Slapped in the face by a fierce concentration of heat, they stepped back. The sight of flames devouring the wall was mesmerizing, the sounds of snapping and popping surreal. A lungful of toxic black smoke escaped, then the door sucked closed. There was a moment when all she could do was blink. Then Anita found herself being pushed in front of Ed, ordered downstairs.
Passports and birth certificates, Ed shouted above the din.
I'll get those.
It seemed so urgent, the need to make the right decisions about what to save. At the foot of the staircase, Anita grabbed her handbag from the banister, shrugged on her coat. Venturing into the dining room, she checked that her route to the French windows was clear. Her laptop lay on the table. She had worked late into the evening until her eyes protested. Anita ripped out the lead, ready to pick up on her way out. About to pull out the plug, she stopped short. An inch more and she would have been touching live electrics. The alarm was meant to induce panic. It was doing its job. Calm down. Think. How long did she have? A minute, perhaps. She checked over her shoulder. Ed was going between the front room and the hall, throwing things out of the front door.
Shut the door!
She yelled at him.
What? Oxygen feeds fire!
Didn't everybody know that?
Go out the front and shut the door behind you.
On hearing a slam, she bent over the oriental chest. In it, household documents were stored in manila folders, their edges torn from regular use. Ed thought her filing system obsessive, but they never had to search for passports. She found them quickly.
Anita! Anita! You need to get out!
Christ, Ed was still inside. Where a minute ago there'd been a doorway, she saw a wall of thick black smoke.
So do you. I'll go out the back. I can't hear you. Where are you?
Important documents stowed in her handbag. She clutched her laptop under one arm.
I said, I'll go out the back.
She instinctively covered her nostrils and mouth and skirted the table. Black smoke rolled the length of the ceiling.